I invite you to find a comfortable position in a place where you're likely to find some peace and quiet and not be disturbed for a few minutes. And finding a comfortable position, I invite you to either close your eyes or fix on a spot and tap into a sense of curiosity, into a sense of childlike curiosity, and bring that curiosity to this exercise. Do it as an experiment and see what happens as you go through it. Now, just to get into the exercise, I invite you to take a few slow, gentle breaths, just pushing all the air out of your lungs, allowing them to completely empty. And then once your lungs are empty, allowing them to refill by themselves from the bottom upwards. And there's no need to take a deep breath in. Just the aim is just to kind of slow your breathing down and let your lungs refill all by themselves. And see if you can notice how once the lungs are empty, they just automatically refill. And now just allowing your breathing to find its own regular rhythm. And keeping that sense of curiosity with you throughout this exercise, I invite you to bring to mind an image or a memory or a concept of yourself that represents you, the professional you. Bring to mind a memory or an image of your professional self and make it as vivid as possible. Bring this concept to mind. Some people do this with pictures, images, memories. Some people do this more with words and ideas. But bring to mind a representation of the professional you. You doing your job, doing your work, whatever your occupation or profession is. And just for a few moments, get really caught up in this professional self. Here you are, being professional, doing your job. What's that like? And now take a step back and notice what this professional self actually is. It's words and pictures and images and memories popping up inside your head. You've taken a bunch of words, ideas, and images and constructed a professional self from these components. So just for a few moments, kind of take a step back and see those elements of your professional self. Just kind of notice the words popping up about your job and what you do and how well you do it. Notice the images or memories of you being professional, doing your work. And notice that these are nothing more or less than words and pictures. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch those words and pictures. Watch them coming and going. So just for a few moments, take a step back and just let that professional self go. Perhaps imagine it fading away, drifting away, floating away, walking away, dissolving. It'll come back very quickly. But just for a few moments, let it go. This professional self is not you. It's a story, an image, a construction. It's your mind trying to pin you down and say this is who you are. And although these words and pictures are an aspect of you, there's much more to you than this professional self. There's much more to you than these words and pictures in your head. These words and pictures are symbols. Your mind trying to represent you in symbols. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch those symbols. So just for a few moments, kind of just notice the thoughts, pictures, images showing up. And as you notice those images, those symbols coming and going, be aware that you're noticing. There come your thoughts and images, and there's a part of you watching them coming and going. Now push your feet into the floor and have a stretch and center yourself and re-engage in the exercise. And this time, I'm going to ask you for a few moments to bring to mind your struggling self. Whatever it is that you're struggling with or suffering from in your life today, whatever the most painful or difficult issue that you are dealing with in your life today, bring to mind an image or memory that represents you struggling self, your suffering self. And make that image or memory or concept as vivid as you possibly can. Just for a few moments, get all caught up in it. Here you are, suffering or struggling. Just get really absorbed in that. See yourself, hear yourself, suffering, struggling. And what's that like? Now take a step back and notice this struggling self, this suffering self, and notice what it actually is. Notice it's a construction of words and pictures inside your head. Your mind has put together some words, images, memories to create this struggling self, this representation of you dealing with your suffering in life today. And there's a part of you that can step back and notice those words and pictures. If you can notice these words and pictures, you cannot be these words and pictures. These words and pictures are arising from within you. And there's much more to you than these images and memories and stories that are showing up in this moment. So just for a few moments, take a step back and watch those pictures, words, images, symbols. Just watch them coming and going. There goes your struggling self. And just for a few moments, imagine your struggling self fading away, floating away, lifting up, disappearing. It'll come back very quickly, but just for a few moments, let it go. There's much more to you than this struggling self. And once again, push your feet into the floor and straighten your back and have a stretch. Come back to this exercise. We're halfway through now. And this time, bring to mind an image that represents your strong self, whatever you consider to be a personal strength, your strong self, an image or memory that represents you acting with that personal strength, being strong in some way. And when you've found a memory or an image that represents your strong self, see if you can really make it vivid. Bring to mind words, pictures, images, memories that convey you being strong, your strong self. And just for a few moments, get very absorbed in that. Here you are, being strong. This is the strong you, your strong self. And now once again, take a step back and notice that this strong self is a construction, something your mind has created. Your mind has put together a bunch of words, pictures, images, and memories to create this self, this strong self. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch those words and images and memories. Just for a few moments, see if you can do this. Take a step back and notice those words and pictures coming and going. If you can notice these words, pictures, images, memories, then you cannot be these words and images. These things are a part of you. These thoughts arise from within you. But there's much more to you than these words and pictures and images. There's much more to you than this. So just for a few minutes, let that strong self go. Just imagine your strong self fading away, floating away, disappearing, drifting off. It'll come back very quickly, but just for a few moments, let it go. It's not you. These words and pictures are a part of you, and there's much more to you than these words and pictures. And once again, just push your feet into the floor and straighten your back and have a stretch. We're nearly at the end of the exercise, and I want you to just notice that we could actually keep this exercise going for hours. I could get you to conjure up an almost infinite number of different selves. We could do a weak self, we could do a kind self, a cruel self, a happy self, a sad self, a loving self and an unloving self, and skillful self and an unskillful self, a mindful self and a mindless self, a compassionate self and an uncaring self. We could go on and on and on. A good mother self and a bad mother self, or a good son self and a bad daughter self. You know, we could just keep creating different selves. And all of these different selves would be words and pictures and images and memories that your mind is putting together. Symbols, labels, attempts to pigeonhole and classify you and pin you down. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch this selfing going on. Watch this process of selfing, of creating different selves, of constructing different selves. There's a part of you that can step back and notice it going on. More and more you can use this part of you to notice your mind in action. Notice your mind creating these different selves, telling you who you are and who you're not, and what you can and can't do. And from this perspective, you can hold these stories more lightly, hold these self-judgments more lightly, hold these self-labels more lightly. Instead of clinging onto them and letting them control who you are and what you do, you can hold them more loosely. If there's something useful for you in these self-stories, then take that. But if not, just kind of let them come and go. And allow yourself to more and more engage with life, guided by your values. Engaging in the present moment, being the person you want to be, rather than being pigeonholed and pinned down and restricted by the stories your mind tells you about who you are. And so using that part of you now to really come back to the room and get present. Just kind of notice your feet on the floor, notice your back straightening, notice yourself having a stretch. Open your eyes and ears and notice what you can see and hear. Look around the room. Notice yourself coming to the end of this exercise right here, right now. Notice what you're doing. Notice what you're thinking. Notice what you're feeling. There's a part of you in there that notices everything. And the stories about who you are and what you can and can't do will change all day long. And there's a part of you in there that's unchanging, that can watch them come and go and change from moment to moment, from day to day, from month to month, and from year to year.